Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Nat, we were talking about dressing up nice when we go out to like places like the place we were at yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like really nice, like suit, tie. You know what
Where'd
I mean?
Where'd you go yesterday?
I wish you just stopped it there.
Why?
Because
it's just like such a funny note. Like we were talking about dressing up. And Natalie goes, yeah.
Yeah. Would you be down?
Because we look like bozos when
we go out.
Feel
like I dress up nice.
Well, yesterday, David fucking almost didn't get into the place that we were going to.
What happened?
Really?
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
It was fucking rough.
Where did
dude.
You go?
It looked like he was.
We went to like our favorite bar, and like I got like a 3 minute like conversation with the door guy, and he was just like, "Dude, I told you no hoodies and hats."
Oh, really?
And I was like,
"Oh, no hoodies either?"
Yeah, no hoodies
or hats. Yeah.
I know hats, but
it's like the scariest place for me. It's literally like the opposite of everything about me. and I showed him my hair. I was like, "I can't go in." And he's like, "Okay, hat can stay." And then I showed him, and he's like, what's under the shirt? And I lifted it up, and it was Iron Man holding the gauntlet. So I was like, fuck.
Then what did he say?
Well, he just laughed. But it was like a really long, I thought he was like fucking with me, but it was like.
Me too. I didn't understand if he was fucking with you, if he was actually serious until about like 2.5 minutes in. Then I was like, no, he's actually serious.
Yeah, but he was also still fucking with me.
I don't think he was. I think he was just trying to be nice, but he was definitely like, no, you can't go in.
Okay, yeah. But next, he let us in. But next time I was like, next time I'm going to bring the proper clothing. But it is pretty strange. It's so strange dressing up. I don't know why.
I think it's strange too, but it's kind of nice because like we never do it.
No, I've done it.
And like it's a cool place to do it.
Oh, you know?
He's not saying you have to go in with a tux. He's like, just put a nice sweater on, not a hoodie.
We went out last
year. No, but I say that we should go out like.
Dude, I had an off-white hoodie on yesterday. It was fucking crazy. Look at this. Look at what I'm wearing now. What is this?
Are these the clothes that I bought you?
Wear that.
Wait.
Time out. Okay, so hold on. I found a bunch of clothes in my closet, like all really nice clothes. And I called Tyler.
Tyler, the creator?
Taylor. I switched out Taylor for a guy, Tyler. I called Taylor and I was like, who paid for these clothes? Like, I don't want to ever pay for like a $300 hoodie. Like, that's so pointless. And she told me I didn't pay for them.
No, you definitely paid for them. I didn't just buy you thousands of dollars of fucking clothes.
Whoa. What's the amount? What are we talking
about? Well, the thing is, it's not all for you to keep. You were like, I told you. Okay, Dave and I had a conversation.
Taylor told me they were free.
I don't
know. And that's why I ripped this fucking tag off the off-white. I wouldn't be wearing an off-white hoodie if it wasn't.
See, I don't know why you ripped the tag off the off-white hoodie. You're only allowed one off-white hoodie.
I was saving the other one for a better night. I want the
I mean, it's fine. You're financially, you can afford.
How much is that off-white hoodie? Like $700, $800?
Yeah, it's like.
What?
Oh my God.
What? I thought I was like overshooting it by saying $300.
What did you dig through the box of new clothes?
It was on a hanger. It was like already set up.
Wait, back up. You had a conversation.
No, you
with
back
David.
Up, you fucking asshole. Why is no one telling me? Isn't that kind of fucked up that my credit card's being spent on thousands of dollars of clothes?
100% fucked up.
Okay, no. Hold on. Listen to this.
Okay,
story.
Yeah, hold on. First, let me back up. Let me listen.
Okay, so David and I had a conversation, right? David had a nice little photo shoot through the day, and we had a conversation about how it'd be nice for him to, like, just, you know, he wears the same pants and the same sweater and the same t-shirt every freaking day. So he was like, I was like, can I get you some clothes?
Oh, that's when Elle was here.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm down. Just send me some shit.
Yeah, okay.
So I said, can I get you some clothes? So I went on to this website and I bought like a box of things. And we're supposed to go through it and see what you like and don't like. And I would tell you the prices, but you ripped the fucking tag off.
Oh, you got into the box before you were supposed to.
Yeah.
No, someone unpacked the box. But what was the total price for all? What was the total price for all the clothes?
$14,000.
$22,000. Just kidding, his face. No, it was like, I mean, it was like $6,000 for everything.
That's something you should run by me.
What?
Hey, I'm buying you t-shirts for $6,000.
But some of it's supposed to
it's not. Yeah, but you're supposed to return whatever you don't. Not everything is expensive. There's only
return it. Give me my $5,300 back.
You're not getting into that bar.
But it's not. It's not.
Oh yeah, not only that, but he didn't get into the fucking bar.
Yeah. I was finally wearing my nice. I was wearing my $700 hoodie.
Let me preface. There's
barely get in there.
There's some things in there that are really expensive, like designer things, because I thought it'd be nice if you had like one or two nice designer things. But you can return them. The other things are just regular pants and t-shirts that are like $50, $100, you know, whatever it is for normal stuff. You just so happen to grab probably the most expensive thing in the entire fucking box.
Yeah, you grab the.
You should start your own clothing line.
I want to.
And then it'll all be free.
That's insane. Well, true. Thank you, Natalie, for teaching me the beauty of.
Did you like
that? Now everyone's gonna be like, Natalie just sitting over here swiping David's credit card.
Yeah, that's how she bought her fucking house, bro.
Yeah, I swiped that thing.
How much have you taken from David?
A lot.
You'd be honest if you stole money from me, right?
Yes, I've never stolen money from you.
Be honest. You can even wink at me. Okay. Has your mom stolen money from me?
No. Where would she get your money?
Has your mom ever stolen from you?
Stolen my money?
Yeah, because yesterday you and your mom were in a big fight. Yeah. And I go to Reggie. I was like, did she find out? Did Natalie find out that her mom's been stealing from her? And Reggie just started laughing so much. I was like, oh my God, did I guess it right on the head?
No, bro. Reggie hasn't been checking my mail for like 6 months. So all my mortgages, everything has been not being paid for months and months and months. I have like thousands of dollars in late fees.
Do you need to borrow my credit card again?
Honestly, yeah. I could really use your credit card right now.
I heard Reggie's assistant's not doing his job either.
Every assistant has an assistant.
All right, but we should start dressing nice. Agreed?
Yes.
I think you guys should start dressing nice.
Okay, but how nice are we talking? Because I don't want to see you come out with like an okay like outfit. I want you to like come out like fucking really well-dressed.
No.
What he has on now is good.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, that is like, that's
what
nice.
What do you wear? I don't know.
Pullover with some nice pants.
I'm wearing shorts, but not.
Dress shoes?
Dress shoes.
You have a problem with pants because of your big butt?
It's the other side of it, actually.
Oh, I see. Yeah, massive pussy. What were you wearing? Did you get into the club okay?
I was wearing pretty much this, yeah.
And you got in like that?
Well, yeah, because we were all together, so he knew that we were all not dressed to code.
Yeah. How was it? Was it fun?
I loved that place. I mean,
a lot of people. Anybody there that you knew?
Last night there were so many people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it got like way too packed.
Who was there?
Like so many people in a good way. You keep saying it like it's a bad thing.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz was there?
Yeah.
No way.
It's like that.
No way. Nah.
Cameron Diaz was not there.
It's crazy. You never see those people at like clubs or bars.
Because they're 50.
Yeah, but like who cares?
But why would they? They don't want to go.
But like Cameron Diaz acts in so many movies where she's older and her girlfriends go out to bars. Why doesn't she do that? No one would bother her either. They'd be
maybe she is, but they just don't go to your bars. They're just going to random bars.
Maybe they go to like low-key places.
I don't know. The place he goes to sounds like a kind of a hot spot.
It is. That's why there's nobody there.
What? Like Cameron. What did you just say?
That was a mind twister.
Dude, Natalie's so dumb.
It's so hot no one goes there. That's how in it is Jason.
What does
it make any sense?
It's tough.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
That's interesting.
All right, guys.
Well, hold on. I think Ilya deserves this. Let's give this Zila company a plug. Guys, Ilya's protein has officially launched.
How much money did you put into Zila?
Honestly? Yeah. How much did I put in?
$150,000.
You put in $150,000?
I believe in this shit.
You know nothing about
protein. I drink this every fucking day. You fucking dumbass.
Please don't turn into that person.
No, I mean, I believe in Ilya. And Ilya's been working on Zila for a really long time. It's finally out. This has been his baby. Yes, I gave him $150,000. And yes, there's a lot riding on it for me. Uh-huh. And yes, I would love to make my money back.
How much? What percentage of the company do you own for $150,000?
That was just for fun.
Oh, so you don't own anything?
No.
You just gave him $150,000.
Yeah. Are you proud of this?
I'm so proud of it. I mean, like, there's definitely a few tweaks that I could make, but I love the packaging. I love the taste. I love the ingredients. I love how it makes you feel. It doesn't make you bloaty. It doesn't make you, like, feel gross after you drink it, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm really proud of the product. Honestly, I am.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say, like, I love, like, when people try for the first time, and then they call me, like, the next day, and like, hey, can I have a bag? You know? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, it's working.
Good,
you know?
Good. Yeah, it's so, really yeah. good.
Cool.
I have a couple every week when I'm here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's delicious. Yeah. I really do like it.
I really did try to make it the best tasting plant protein you can.
And you know it's Ilya's. You know this is Ilya's brand because on the back, the one thing he put most of in here is biotin to help your hair grow.
I'm surprised you know that.
There's 500% in here.
Well, he also suffers from hair loss. So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good for you then.
Isn't that funny? Like, literally, everything else is at, like, 125%, maybe 20%, like, really low numbers. And then biotin is at 500%. This may not make you stronger, but it'll sure make your hair stronger.
Like, I told you, more biotin. You know what I like about it, Ilya, is every time I've drank it, I felt great after.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you, Ilya.
Thank you. If you guys visit the site now, you have a chance to win a free Peloton.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's really fun.
Yeah, it's completely free. Ooh, so
I'm Jay, let's cut that out of the podcast, so it's just us visiting the site.
It gets delivered back to the house. I'm like, what the fuck?
Never goes anywhere.
We won.
And you're going to start to get David in shape soon as part yes. of as a promo for Zila?
Yes, I'm going to try, maybe in April.
Do you really think that he's going to give himself over to you?
I honestly, like, I've been thinking about it, and whenever Dave puts his mind to something, he'll do it 110%. But this is actually one of the things that he may not do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he'll be able to do
yeah,
it.
I won't be able to put my mind to it. That's the thing. It's like, I just don't.
Well, then what does that mean? That means you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not doing it. I'm just saying,
that's
like,
exactly what I'm saying. I don't think I'll be able to do it.
How much time are you going to waste on it? In other words, are you going
to... I don't think I'm going to waste much time because it's either he wants to or he doesn't.
He's doing it with Zane and Heath and already fucking... He's already had like 3 sit-down conversations with Zane where it's like, Zane, you're either in or you're out, buddy. Yesterday, I walked into the movie room and it was Zane and Ilya talking and Ilya goes, can you give us a minute?
Well, no, there's like... When, like, you, go through, house. When you go through like a journey or like a transition or a transformation, I should say, there's like tough moments, and it's not easy. It's really not. It's like you have to have those conversations. I mean, with you, I wouldn't, because like I know you know to just get it done, but it's not easy for a lot of people.
Yeah, I did the Zila training fitness program.
For like what? Was it 2 days?
4 hours.
4 hours.
No, I did it for like, I think like 2 weeks, but on day two, I had like a he had a sit down talk with me on literally day
yeah,
two.
Yeah, Natalie started cheating like day two, and I'm like, God damn.
Matt, why don't you do it? You're like a natural athlete.
I know.
Matt,
yeah.
You kill it.
I don't know. Yeah. I know.
Well,
I know.
It involves like not eating what you eat, you know, yeah. Which is like,
bro, she fucking. I mean,
you know what? You know what? You know what? Wait.
She loves food. Like, I hate when people are like, leave Natalie alone about her eating. You guys should fucking see this bitch because she goes in.
I don't.
Yo,
really.
The fried
don't.
Cheese came to the dinner table the other fried night.
I didn't even order that.
I know you didn't,
but it's.
I know you didn't, but it was so like in front of me, and Natalie was like reaching for it, and I was like, oh man, this is in the wrong spot.
But the thing about Natalie is like she'll like order something like. Strawberry covered or banana covered or chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah.
And like she doesn't stop there. Like she has to go get the peanut butter out, get like the marshmallow spread that she has, and like make a full fucking layered sandwich.
I know,
like,
but
good.
What she makes looks so good too, though.
Yeah, really of course. But like,
yeah, she does.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. This is coming from a friend. I think that you're currently in like a snowball effect of like this like awesome
snowball.
of this like awesome like.
You look like a snowball.
Okay, proceed.
No, I'm just saying like you're very used to this really good food, and it's not a bad thing per se, but I just think it's extremely difficult to kind of like derail yourself from that and take like the healthy route every single day.
But also, to be fair, like I'm also snowball effect. Like I
mean, it doesn't help that literally I'm with Dave. Okay, you know what? The real reason why I can't get fit is because I'm here all day long, and by the time I'm done being here, I'm tired.
That's not true. You work out in the morning. You got to work out in the
morning. But I mean, I work so like I'm always working so late, and I'm just fucking tired.
Dude, you have appointments like fucking 4 hours a day. You're literally never here.
I'll tell you one thing.
That's not true.
You can find time. Like if it's your actual goal, you can find time for it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know that. Like, you know that that's true.
So what happened after the 2 weeks? You just said, fuck it?
I went to Cancun and...
And what did you tell Ilya?
Well, there wasn't much talking.
I was still working on it. I was still grinding away. No margaritas, no
I saw
tacos.
Her story and I was like, all right, well, that's it.
Why don't you do it with me?
You keep saying that.
Yeah. Oh, you two should do it together. That's
Dude,
so
that'd be fun.
And that'll inspire Dave to do it if you're there.
I think it would be the opposite.
The opposite.
It would?
Yeah.
He doesn't like when there's somebody else like competing with him like when it comes to working out.
Yeah, I don't like competition in the workout room.
No, and that's fine. But
wait, what
saying.
Was Ilya's story the other day? That was so funny. You showed me his story, his Instagram story about
oh
his live show.
God, bro. Ilya's doing like a live show for his fucking podcast. And dude.
Because that's such a fucking dumb idea.
No.
Maybe we could do that, David, you asshole.
Bro, fuck that.
Well, fuck what?
Listen.
March 15th. So 5 p.m. Go buy tickets. MomentHouse.com/weights.
Why can't we do a live show?
What are you doing? Is this did you just put me in to talk about a live show?
No, derailing your story.
He's doing this promo for. You're also doing it in person, right? In L.A., people can come see you.
No,
virtual.
Oh, okay, it's all virtual. Yeah. Okay, so it's like it's an online live show, and he's just like, and he's like, I know what some of you guys are thinking, like, will I be able to watch in Nebraska? Yes. What about if I'm in Vermont? Yes. What about Oklahoma? You'll be able to watch it literally anywhere, even on your toilet. And that's his Instagram story. And I respond and I'm like, dude, that's what the fucking internet is. Like, you don't have to fucking explain it to people.
No, but like, a lot of people were DMing
He was getting DMs and he was like, guys, I'm getting a lot of DMs about it. And he's like, the show is virtual.
Yeah, a lot of people
online,
thought that, like,
so
show...
you can be any. He was explaining like, what it means.
He listed three states.
Yeah, he did.
And then as on top of it, it didn't seem like a joke. And on top of it, it's like, you could be on the toilet.
Natalie just got her food delivered.
What'd you order?
I just got a coffee.
with a bagel.
Side of beef. Her Starbucks order. Can I get a latte and barbecue back ribs? Ma'am. Coffee only here. Jesus Christ.
Did you know Starbucks has brisket now?
Natalie, please stop calling us for briskets. You got a weird life, huh?
It's so weird today. It is so
weird shit
today,
which is normal, but like it is kind of it's a bizarre life in the middle of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like it's like you're what? You're driving your kids to school at 6:45. Like that is it. Which it's so crazy because it's like I'm thinking about that. Like Zane is 30 now.
Yeah.
Todd is how old is Todd?
30.
That's fucking. My parents had me when they were 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this is like a very normal thing to.
I was 32.
If Todd and Natalie got married, like the way I would have to react would be like, oh my God, congrats. But in my head, I'd be like, what the fuck?
You know what I mean?
I'd be like, well, you guys got married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about One Oak and Hyde and Saddle Ranch? What are we going to do?
You're also a lot younger.
Yeah.
Like, that 5 years is a lot. The age from like 25 to 30, you do so much growing up.
But like, that's the crazy part is like, it's like time to kind of start settling down.
Yeah.
Like it's time to start living like a regular life.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of cool and also kind of exciting.
No, my mom says she wants grandkids the other day on the phone. I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
Just go, fuck you, mom.
Yeah, and it was International Women's Day. I just didn't want to be mean, but I would have said that. Fucking weird, man.
It is a strange thing, but like we're like at that age where it's so normal to like start a family.
Yeah.
Like just the juices you have inside, like. This is weird to think, but Natalie and I right now, if we wanted to go upstairs, we can make a baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like we have the means to. Yeah. Like we don't need to call somebody or like order like a special machine. Mm-hmm. We could just go do it.
It's crazy. Or like if Natalie
and surprise you in 9 months and be like, you won't believe this, but look,
yeah,
it's a Natalie and David.
Yeah. Or if Natalie had
the bitchiest, scary, most indecisive creature ever. Oh, man. Fuck you. I don't know, actually. Guys, we brought Taylor into the studio. Taylor's actually the reason this all went down. I called you about these clothes.
Yeah.
You were with your friend, which you didn't tell me, which I was already embarrassed by.
Why are you embarrassed?
Well, because I called her right away and I was like, who paid for these clothes? And then she was like, I'm with my friend. And I was like, I mean, I paid for these clothes. I'm happy about them. No, but
you're on speaker.
I called you. I called you about the clothes. And like, obviously, they're like designer clothes, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, who paid for these? And you were like, you got them for free. And then I was like, get the fuck out of here. I got all these for free. And then turns out Natalie used my credit card to buy $6,000 worth.
I wasn't aware of that. I had no idea.
What kind of communication is going on here where you didn't know that, Taylor?
Well, there was a box that was brought in.
Yeah, and you just assume anything in a box is free.
Well, I mean, you never get new clothes that Natalie orders. That's like a first.
It was a very rare circumstance.
They were all from Revolve. Mm-hmm. And I just assumed they were sitting at the front like of the house for X amount of time. And I was like, I'm going to carry this box upstairs and I'm going to hang them up.
You know, this is coming out of your paycheck, right?
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah. No, I'll be living on the streets.
Well, I think the problem is they were hung.
That's the problem.
Yeah, if they were never hung.
I mean, if we're going to point at anybody, it is Taylor, right? Taylor's at fault.
No, it's obviously you because you're fucking stupid. No,
I'm kidding. I'm wearing the clothes right now, but guess what?
I know.
I'm actually wearing the hoodie right now that I got. But fun fact, check this out. If you're watching it,
oh, great.
The tags are still on.
Now we're not going to be able to return it.
What?
Now we're not going to be able to return it. Everyone's going to know that you're.
Yeah, because everybody that works at Off-White, we get an email from Off-White. Don't even bother returning those. We saw. I am wearing the tags on my new Off-White hoodie that I have because how much are these again? Like $800.
Yeah, like
$700. Yeah, it's going right back.
Well, did you enjoy the one that you did take the tag off?
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Yeah, it seemed like you liked it.
I did until I went to my favorite bar that I like, and he had me take it off because you're not allowed to wear hoodies. So it was fun up until I walked to the door.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
We're filming Discovering David Dobrik, the show. It's such a fucking bizarre name.
It's fine.
I know, but it's so tough to tell people like what they're like when people like when I
what's
run
the name
it,
of your show?
Discovering David Dobrik. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's long.
Like when I run into people on the beach and like they're like maybe they know me but they don't know the show and then they ask me about the show and I'm like, yeah, it's on Discovery. It's called Discovering David Dobrik.
How often are you on the beach?
Actually, recently a lot.
Really?
Why are you looking at me like I know? What
you
are we
literally
doing on the beach?
Went to Costa Rica with me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were on the beach a lot.
What are the two of you doing on the beach late at night?
You never said late at night. Yeah, well, we were on it late at night too. Yeah,
I like where you're going, Joe.
It's funny not being David Dobrik and telling people that you're on a show called Discovering David Dobrik. They're like, "What?" It's very
so
confusing.
What are you doing? Well, I am his handler. So. but we were filming the segment where I met with like a spiritual, almost like a spiritual guide. Is that fair to say, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a spiritual person.
Did you have an awakening?
She made me cry.
They literally, right after you did it, the producers came over to me and they're like, I think he really had a moment there. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so great. Really? Yeah, but they were all like, everyone was pretty stoked that you had like a very deep emotional.
It was really
connection.
Interesting. I did this thing. I mean, you'll see it on the show, but sorry. It was really interesting. You'll see it on the show, but.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, I had edibles before I walked in.
Emotions are difficult no. or?
It was really.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Oh my God, you're crying.
No, I'm not. Okay. Yo, isn't the worst when you get embarrassed and someone goes, oh my God, you're turning red? It's the fucking worst. Natalie does it all the time. She's such
what?
A bitch.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, because I
No, hate- this is how you say it. You go, oh my God, look at you getting all red. Oh, well, that's what you do, huh?
I do that to you just to fuck with you, but I don't do that to like anybody else.
Oh my gosh, that's how she talks. I fucking hate it. But I was talking to her and she was like, tell me a little bit about yourself. And then somehow, for some reason, we got into like me talking about like, well, I feel like there's two parts of me. Like, I feel like one part of me wants to leave everything that I do and like move to France and start a new life and just like worry about my family and that's it. Yeah. And then there's another part of me that still wants to do the whole LA thing and like work at it and like really do this for the next 20 years. She did this interesting thing. She's like, okay, name one of those personalities, because it sounds like there's two different personalities here communicating with each other. Like, okay. So I named one Francis for the guy from France, and I gave Andy to the guy from LA.
Okay. How the heck did you come up with this? Why?
Well, because on the bottom of Woody's shoe is Andy.
Okay.
So I just that's like one of my first Hollywood memories is Andy.
I would have been like David and Dave. I wouldn't have gone that deep.
So okay. It was interesting. So then she had me. She's like, what does Francis want to tell me? So she had me sit on the left of the couch and she had me talk as Francis.
Wow.
And then she had me turn as Francis and talk to Andy. And then she had me do the same thing. Then she had me talk as Andy and she had me tell Francis stuff and she had me as Andy tell her stuff. It was fucking really bizarre. And it made me cry because it was just like, it was a lot. It was really
overwhelming. Who cried, Francis or Andy? Or David?
but
what part, like, what are some of the things that Andy said and what are some of the things that David said?
Francis ended up suffocating Andy.
Oh my god.
And choking him out.
Oh my god.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wait, can you describe more, like, what is
they had a gangbang, Francis and Andy.
They just had sex.
Where was David?
In the gangbang.
So the three of them.
It was a threesome. Well, can I describe what?
Like who define who is Francis and who is Andy more so than like...
Well, I don't want to talk about it because it'll be on the show, so I want to let you see it there. But like, okay. It's like, it was... And it was just me and Andrea and like the camera people, which is kind of like... That's tough to like open up in front of camera people. So like... But it was so bizarre. I was like so shocked that she got me to cry. I was like, what the fuck?
What made you cry about it?
Well, it was like Francis talking about how much he wants to like do this thing and move to France, but he doesn't want Andy to give up on what he's always wanted in his life.
Right.
And then Andy's like, I really envy your life, Francis, but I feel like my job's not done here. Yeah. Mm. So I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is something that I would like never expect to hear out of his mouth ever. Like 2 years ago, if I was like, yo, Dave, let's try an exercise. You'd be like, Jay, shut the fuck up. Jay, what are you saying? Fuck me, man. This is very good. Why didn't you tell me this on the bus?
Well, Andrea told me not to tell anybody.
Oh, really?
And then Natalie just brought it up earlier in the living room, and she was like, yeah, the whole crew came bragging about how you were crying.
No. They didn't tell me like any details because they wanted to preserve it as a private moment and obviously for the show.
Yeah.
That's bullshit with that show. It's a private moment. It's going on to Undiscovery
Plus. Well, Andrea was like, even though it's going to be on the show, like keep this moment between us until then. But you guys brought it up, so I decided to share it here. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've never been moved like that.
And so where are you with it? What will you do?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's tough.
You think about leaving?
Back to Costa Rica to meet with Andrea? Yeah.
Andrea's married, by the way, so slow down.
But I think they're like that.
Like Andrea could like come here and like sort of be like a life coach for you in some way. A month.
She'd probably love that.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
It would be really cool. A very full circle moment for sure.
Oh, you mean like somebody that's with him all day?
No, not with him all day. No. But like somebody, it's hard. I feel like it's hard.
Like a caretaker.
No, I think, no, not a babysitter.
Put me in a straitjacket.
No, I think.
That way you don't have to keep an eye on me.
There's such like a stigma around like therapy and things sometimes that maybe it's like easier to have a conversation with somebody like Andrea who's just like real and like just at that level with you.
Well, I don't know. I think she has more of stigma around her than a therapist. Like I think therapist is more conversational. This is like something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, but I feel like therapist kind of has like this like where a therapist is kind of like up here and they're talking to you and they know everything. Whereas like someone that's a spiritual guide is kind of like on the same playing field with you. Like they're just, I don't know. I feel like that connection is different than when a therapist talks to you.
Maybe. Yeah. If Andrea's down. Andrea, come by.
Andrea, get you.
Fucking help me.
But over here.
Oh, by the way, if you're watching our lights. Guys, for the remainder of the podcast, we just had a power outage here at the house. So if you're watching the video version of this, the lights behind us just went out.
Yeah. Is this something you want to share with everybody?
Sure. What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Yo, you always say I don't share a lot, but I was thinking about it. I feel like I share a lot.
I didn't say you don't share a lot.
Oh, okay. Because you're always like open up and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think it's always good to open up.
What do you mean to open up? Joe, ask me a question. I'll be completely honest.
Do you want to give up YouTube?
Yeah, somewhat. I don't know. I kind of do, kind of don't. I feel like I've done it. I don't know. I don't know how to answer this in like the sweetest way possible. There's different days where I do and different days where I don't. Like, I'm so happy with the videos I've created, and I made so many of them where I'm like, I've completed everything I wanted to finish on YouTube. Like, I'm like really content with those videos, and like, that's it. Like, I do want to put a bow on it and wrap it up and be like, next thing, what else can I do? Can I go fishing?
Right.
Whatever it is. I don't know. But yeah. And also, I'm not in the same like mindset I was before.
What was that mindset?
It was like full-blown fucking happiness. And you couldn't penetrate it. You couldn't fucking penetrate it. My least favorite question is when people would come up to me and they'd go, what's the real David like? And I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I'd be like, this is it. Like, what you're getting. It's like, yeah, but like the YouTube video is like, it's not all real. And I'd be like, yeah, no, neither is a fucking film or a TV show. But like the process of making it is real to me. And that's so fun.
Yeah.
Like the process of filming a montage at Coachella. Yes, we're not going like this the entire time at Coachella. But like it's like filming anything.
I think that's the problem.
That's the real me is making that.
I think that's the problem is that that can't be the real you.
God, you're one of them.
Like,
why'd I look right at the camera?
You don't have a real you.
But Jay, I don't think that's fair.
Why?
Like, because like how could someone ask me what the real me is? The real me is the same as the real Joe, the real Natalie, the real Jason. The real you, it's like you were different when you were 20. You were different when you were 30. You're different now. You're consistently the real you. You're just a different age with a different perspective. Like, that's not fair to assume that your final form is when you're 45 and you know everything. Every step of your way is your real you.
Maybe that can't be someone's reality because it's not reality.
But why? Why is creating not a reality?
Because it's not something that you can really everybody can relate to.
What does that mean? I can't relate to astronauts, but that does not. I'm not going to go and be like, you're not really an astronaut. Like, you can't be an astronaut. What's the real you?
Are you just saying because like
it's not true? Like the real you, for instance, when you had a girlfriend,
okay,
and when you broke up,
yeah,
you were upset.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
And we all were. Yeah. And
you need to get her back.
and you know, but that wasn't in your videos.
Like there's a part of reality that wasn't included.
Yeah. It's not the real you.
Yeah, but that's kind of a bit.
In other words, if I watch one of your videos,
it's not a 360 degree angle of me.
Totally. So what I'm saying is that question is valid. So it's like, if I watch one of your videos and I get, you know, a fast car,
okay,
I get some hijinks with Ilya and I get some funny jokes with Natalie, I'm like, cool. He seems like a cool guy. And then I see you at a party.
I didn't know that's what people wanted. Like, am I?
Yeah, I think
sometimes?
That's what people want. They're like
yeah, no shit.
They want to know the real you. Yeah.
Well, I think people literally didn't think no shit. I think people literally just assumed that.
I mean, you're watching.
That's a good point.
Were the reality. People don't like conceptualize the fact that like 4 minutes does not actually equate to a full week of time. You know, like they just see that and that's all they get,
Yeah, I guess. I get your argument. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I get yours.
But it's also like, who cares?
Well, they do. They asked.
Well, because.
Right. But I guess that's what would bother me is like, why do you care? Like, just, I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting side of fame for sure. Like I would pay so much money to find out what Dave Chappelle is really like because I'm crazy for him.
I'm sure he's just like really relaxed on his couch and just sits there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it is. And I'm sure sometimes probably. He gets fired up when like he's feeling funny and I feel like 80% of the time he's just hanging
just
out.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point.
I don't know. So the answer to how I would answer that is the real me is fun and sad.
There you go.
Like, I don't know.
I watched an old video of mine today because I was like clipping it for Facebook and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
It was when I gave everybody gifts.
I do like those. I actually,
and it was fun because it was like you didn't get any good gifts. I actually, that was funny.
I actually really like your videos.
Oh, thanks.
I'm David.
No, what's the real Jason like?
No. But I do like those because they were like so. I watched like, I think two, like 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And
by accident, my autoplay is still on.
Yeah, I woke up to the autoplay on my TV. No, but it was really cool because like, you know, when your vlogs turn on, like, I mean, like, let's not kid ourselves. Like a lot of times when other people vlog, people go, yes, let's do it. And then when you vlog, if they're sitting like this, they may even slouch lower. So if we're talking about the real people, that's when you get the real.
Yeah, you get the real stuff on my channel.
So that's why I do enjoy it. So maybe I just answer my own question.
Yeah.
Who is the real me? Watch Jason's videos.
Yes. Yeah. Or yesterday, Joe vlogged me all day. I was in the worst mood.
Really?
The worst mood. But then I watched it and I was like, oh, that's cool. I kind of showed a side of myself like.
It's like, ah, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
And it's cool to watch that back and be like, oh, I remember why I wasn't in a good mood that day.
Right.
Thank God I'm better now.
Yeah.
Did you watch the porn in your old bedroom? The video?
No. Someone made a porn in my old house that I sold. Someone rented it. They're renting it for like 50 grand a month.
Yes, and Natalie's art on the wall is in the back of the video.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's so sick.
And now there's a full-on porn that was shot at my house.
It says cool. Natalina. My Natalina neon light is still in
you
the
You watched
room.
The video?
I did see it, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. You watched it? Wait, you have the account?
What account?
It's like a paid account. Like, it's not free.
No, it's free. Oh, well, you know what? Somebody sent me screen recordings of it. I think that's what I watched in my DMs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was there any...
They're all from Jason. Yo, now, I screen recorded this for you. Probably don't have an account. All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Jason, Natalie, and Ilya for being here. Seriously, go check out Zila. What's the website?
ZilaFitness.com.
Go check it out. You can't buy the product yet, but you can
sign up for the launch list, which immediately gives you a chance to win a Peloton.
Yeah, and everybody wants a brand new Peloton. So really? Make some space in your garage because it is coming. All right, guys. We'll see you soon. This has been a Views Podcast. My name is Jeff. Bye, guys.
Peace. Bye.